Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. All right. Okay. So it has been a few days since I've been on here. I took almost like a week now, like 5 days, 6 days off to go visit some of my best friends in Delaware. It was one of my really good friend's 30th birthday. So we had a little mini reunion with my Glitter Gang group, which is the name of our group that really bonded together in Costa Rica in 2021. So not everyone was there, but we had a small group of us that got to come together and spend time after maybe almost a year for some of us that hadn't seen each other. And it was so, so good to be in that environment surrounded by women that I just have a deep sisterhood with. But it's always really interesting what happens in the transition from being in one environment to another. So I notice this within myself a lot, and it is pretty natural for the feminine to be so adaptable to wherever it is that we show up in. And actually, interestingly enough, I was talking to the birthday girl this morning, and we're talking about blind dates and how it actually is so much scarier for the masculine. And she's like, I don't really know why, but I think it's something about how as women and our innate feminine nature has the ability to adapt to the environment that we're in, to notice what the situation calls for and find the version of ourselves that's most suited, that's going to thrive. And so it is pretty easy for us to adapt to where we are at, to adapt to the relationship that we're in. But a blind date for the masculine is actually so much more tricky because he's so out of control. He doesn't know what's coming. He doesn't know if who he's bringing forth is going to be a match for what the situation presents. And there's power in both, in being able to stay steady and here's what I am going to deliver and whether or not the situation or individual is in sync with that. It's going to be kind of shitty and uncomfortable, and that's okay. Or it's going to work great, and we're going to enjoy the experience. So there's power in that. And then on the complete other end, there's so much power in being able to adapt to where you are and finding a different version of yourself to bring forth. Or just learning how to mesh depending on where you're at. And truly, as the human species, we are where we are because of the adaptability of the feminine, because of our ability to be responsive to the environment and how things are continuously evolving. It's that nature in humanity and within feminine, within all of us, that's able to advance us to where we are today. So that actually showed up for me this past week. So I spent Friday to Tuesday out there in Delaware, and then Wednesday when I got back here, I was feeling pretty down. And this actually always happens when I travel, because I get really, really immersed wherever I am. Like, I allow myself to get so in the experience of where I'm at and just be 100% a yes, allow my whole body to be in that experience, that it does take a little bit of transition to come back to wherever it is that I'm going next. So coming back home, because this is my home, there's less of an expectation for the discomfort. There's less of a wiggle room. When you go on a trip, you preemptively assume like, okay, I'm going to be a little bit uncomfortable. This isn't going to be perfect. So you have that margin of discomfort available so that when you immerse yourself fully, you can actually find this groundedness, knowing there's an ounce of discomfort and allowing that to be there, but also dropping in fully to where you are.
So when I'm going places, I can do that. But when I come back and you come back into your home environment and your brain thinks like, okay, I should be totally 100% good and comfy and this should be home. It should be home. I should feel 100% yes and safe. And sometimes it isn't. There's a bit of your energy that's still linked to where you were before, or a bit of transition that needs to happen to get recalibrated to your home environment. And so because that level of discomfort, the margin of discomfort, isn't as consciously expected, I always have a little bit of a transition difficulty when I come back home. But there's actually a lot to learn from that. So honestly, now it's been a few days and I kind of feel like back in my flow. I feel like myself again. Part of the reason why I'm able to show up here and speak. I swear I tried yesterday, but words were not coming out. I've been stuttering all week, I feel like, trying to just get back into myself, come back into my body. And something that just came through from the transition from that trip to coming back home was specifically mine, and as humanity, our monogamy in love and whether or not that really is something that we need. So I'm not going to go too much into detail on monogamy itself, but just our availability for love, because there is a bit of an expectation that certain love is like the optimal love. And so that's what I was feeling. So when I got back, I was like, wow, I didn't even realize how much I missed this circle, like specifically this sisterhood, like having that six, seven months that we spent together last year was just so powerful, and loving that, being able to have the accessibility of that love, seeing these people every day was so nourishing, and being reconnected this past weekend was a reminder of what that love feels like. However, there was a time when I had all that. So when I was living in Costa Rica with these women and I had that love every single day, although it was everything, like it felt filled up so much of my cup in one area, I still noticed myself lacking in a different area of life. I still noticed myself itching for something more in my environment, in my romantic relationships. So there's this kind of like movement that's happening within our love, and despite what we're able to receive from one specific group, there's always going to be a part of us that aches for love in different relationships, within different communities, because there's a constant exchange, an exchange within ourself that's happening in each of these different avenues of love. So when I first got back on Wednesday, I noticed myself like extra sensitive to my people here, my life here, and I'm like, well, it's not the same. And, you know, I miss having this type of dialogue or this type of physical touch, or just like the version of me that gets all kind of extra girly and extra words of affirmation-y when I'm around that group. There's a version of me that comes out that's not my usual constant self in every single relationship. So loving that part of me got to come out, loving that I get to receive a certain way from this group. So that itself is beautiful. And there's love in the loving. So not that is the exclusive form of love or that is the best type of love that you could get, but actually falling in love with the type of loving that's happening. And that is so, so incredible, like that you get to have a certain modality of love in one direction and then show up in a totally different realm and experience love differently. So with my friend here, there's just like straight up laughter, like belly laugh, like making fun of each other kind of love. And it truly comes from a place of love that, wow, we are so comfortable. We know each other's boundaries. We know each other's little points that we can poke at. And it truly comes from a place of love. And that in itself is also a version of halai. And I do have that witty nature and being able to casually roast your friends. Like there, it comes from a different part of me. And so I enjoy both. I cannot live without either or. And even though the contrast in my experience makes me yearn for a certain love, it makes my brain naturally, because we live in this polar universe, the mind will oftentimes make one thing good and the other thing bad. It's like, oh, well, this group must suck because that was so amazing. We just had that loving experience. This is not nearly enough. And I noticed that. I noticed that happened every time I make a transition. I compare. I compare my family to my family here. So all of that is just natural tendencies of the mind to make one good or bad, right or wrong. And knowing that that is just going to arise within you without it actually necessarily being true at all. So it's a very common conception that we develop. And if you don't have conscious awareness that that is typically what your mind is going to do, it can be really easy to either demonize certain aspects or reject parts of yourself, or get so locked in to a certain relationship, a certain path, not knowing that the other path also has an offering available there. So that the experience of these different relationships, the love that's available in all the relationships in our life, is an opportunity for us to get in tune with what our offering is and what is the gift that we're receiving. So in each of these dynamics, there's a version of us that comes out, a gift that we are able to give to that circle, that individual, as well as something that we're receiving from them that is exclusively available within that realm. And if you can come to terms, like bring conscious awareness of what these offerings and gifts are, what is the exchange that is happening in each of these relationships in your life, you start to have more, I hate to use the word control because that feels like such a icky word, but you have more sovereignty over the blend of the relationships in your life. So when we get addicted to certain people, or we find that we're like blindly drawn to a certain direction, it's because there's an exchange happening there, a need that is being fulfilled, a version of you as that is showing up as an offering that you actually quite love. And if there is no conscious awareness around what that exchange is, there will be an unconscious addiction to that dynamic. And this is why we stay in potentially toxic relationships. Not that they start off toxic, but they grow toxic over time because we're not conscious of what this exchange is. And either we are ultimately leading to an uneven exchange over time, or we're just like grasping on for a need that this dynamic is offering without locking in, without registering in our mind, like, okay, I'm getting it. I'm receiving this, and it feels good to receive this love. So it's about bringing this awareness that says, oh, okay, this is what I'm getting, and I'm actually enjoying, there's pleasure in receiving this love. Rather than just consciously being in an engagement with someone without really knowing why, without knowing what is the version of you that you're falling in love with, what is the medium of love that you are loving. So this is something that I really strongly stand by, because it's almost impossible, no, it is impossible for any one person to fulfill every single need. Not only is it impossible, but it's actually so toxic to place that demand on one person. They are responsible for making you 100% full. That's a lot of pressure to put on any relationship. And also this ultimatum, this kind of contract that you have underlyingly with this person, that if they're providing with everything, you also equally have to deliver everything, so that all parts of you have to be 100% suitable to that person. And that's just not realistic, because there's different versions of us that come out, and there are people that will accept all versions of you, and there are people that will like absolutely fucking love certain parts of you. And you know, obviously we want to keep relationships in our life where everybody there accepts all of you, but you want to be connected to people here and there that literally love certain versions of you. So the friends that I would make through ecstatic dance, who like equally love that environment and that version of themselves, I am so grateful to have those certain people in my life, because I love that weird in me that comes out, and there are people that truly adore that weird in me. There's other people that accept it, but they won't magnify that part of me in the same way. And so this is why we need multiple relationships to activate certain parts of us, not just accept certain parts of us, but to fully activate its fullest potential. So I encourage you to notice what that exchange is and just become more conscious. Like, okay, this is what I'm receiving and this is what I'm offering in each of my relationships. And then loving it, loving that exchange that's happening there. Because monogamy is way too much pressure. And I don't want to get into just specifically around significant others and romantic monogamy, but giving yourself permission to be free in loving with multiple people and multiple relationships, that is available. And you'll find yourself significantly more fulfilled when you are inviting of all that love. That's all I gotta share. I'm curious how all of that lands for you. Drop it in the comments, send me a message. This is something that actually like popped into my mind when I was like in the sauna, and I was like, oh God, I gotta get out of here and write this down because I will forget it. So thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. Good weekend.